in season and out of season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today, and we're looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 21. But whatever anyone dares to boast of that. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they descendants of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I am talking like a madman. I am a better one, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, with countless floggings, and often near death. 5 times I have received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I received stoning. 3 times I was shipwrecked. For a night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from bandits, from the Gentiles. Paul had it all. Are you having a hard day today? Read Paul. He'll tell you. Yeah, could be what? Not much. Could be much worse. But you know what? In all these things, he says, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who died for us. In all these things. Oh, yes, we've not yet shed our blood for Jesus. Not yet. But there might be a day. What are you going through today? Are you having it hard? Is it difficult? Look at St. Paul. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, I know people that preach the gospel only preach one side. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. That's true. 100%. But you know what? Those who give up homes, mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, will receive more mothers, brothers, sisters, and persecution beside. Don't want to talk about that, because that doesn't make you feel good. It's all about the gospel. And the gospel has with its unction that we will be persecuted, that people will want us out. Oh, yes, that even the church will not accept us. That's right. But you see, we continue by grace. We continue by grace. Are you going through a difficult time? Well, it's time to put your head in the yoke with Jesus and take one step at a time as he leads you on. It's time to understand that the gospel with its message has persecutions included. You see, if we're not being persecuted, everybody loves us. People tell me, Father Tom, everybody loves you. I say, oh no, thank God. Because if everyone loves me, I'm not preaching the gospel, telling people it is by the cross we are saved. There is no other way but Jesus Christ the Lord. Everyone doesn't love me. Thank you, God. But I need to love everyone by grace one at a time. Those who persecute me, those who love me, I need to do that love back. But you see, it's sometimes difficult. I remember when I was many years ago as a young priest, There was a priest in the rectory who couldn't stand me. I didn't know that. I was so stupid, thank God. He couldn't stand me, but he wouldn't even eat at the table with me. I didn't know those things, so I didn't get hurt. But you want to know what? When I lost my mother, it was he who opened the door for me in his house. Oh, yes. God changed things. And thank God I didn't know that he didn't love me. You see, this is what it's all about. Staying in the race, no matter what. Staying in the race when you want to quit. There's no quitting. There's no quitting. There is no quitting. Not at all.
It's only moving forward in the kingdom. Right here, Paul, he's rejoicing in sharing in Christ's sufferings. In Romans, it tells us, 8th chapter, if we share in his glory, we must share in his sufferings. You see, Jesus, he comes to relive his life through you. So Jesus wants you to partake in everything he partook in on this earth. His sufferings, his joy, his glory. But there really is no suffering, since we know that everything we're going through, it is a grace from God to conform us to the image of Christ. That as we surrender to the Lord Jesus, he comes in and he shines his light upon it and he moves us to the next trial. We go through trials so we can have victory. And the deeper we go, the greater the trials, the greater the victory. Jesus wants you to have victory in every area of his life. Even James, you know, he tells us, As we share in his sufferings, it's for our good so that we become mature in the faith. We become mature. We don't want to be like children. We want to just wake up in the power of God, say, whatever you have for me today, Lord, I am more than a conqueror. And I'm not going to walk around the fire, but I'm walking through the fire with you. Jesus wants you to walk through the fire with him, because it's that fire that purifies us. It's that fire that divinizes us. It's that fire that takes out of ourselves and puts God within us.
But the fire burns. It burns. But we need to know that as long as the fire is burning, it's burning out of us impurities. It's burning out of us our own way. Oh, yes, how we are stuck in our own way. I've always done it this way, we say. Well, you know what? It's time to change. It's time to change. You've always done it your way. Oh, yes. I sing the song, I did it Yahweh. Not my way. Not your way. But Yahweh. God's way. No matter what, no matter how, it's always about God's way. And you might say today, you feel like hanging up your hat. No, 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 it's time to proceed ahead, taking one step at a time, because you are loved with an everlasting love. You are cared for with the love of Jesus Christ. You see, hard times come to us all, and that's the way it is. Jesus said that we have to take up our cross, and sometimes our cross is that hard time living with someone else that's not very amenable to us. Take up your cross and follow me. This is real. This is real. We don't want to hear things like that, because they hurt our flesh. But what do we do with the flesh? You got to crucify it. Crucify the flesh. Oh, yes. I tell you, St. Paul had it hard. But he knew that no matter life or death, angels or principalities, the present or the future, that all rests in Christ Jesus. That he had no one but Jesus. That my little friend Sadie used to say to me when I was walking to Sacred Heart Church in East Boston. She was a little holy Protestant lady. I used to go into her house, and she would say, "No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how." Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She wanted Holy Communion. And I went to the priest, and the priest said, "She's not Catholic." But you know what? She was more Catholic than most Catholics who go to church. She loved the Lord Jesus Christ. But I was so fortunate to go into her house. I was so fortunate for her to look on the pictures that she had. And she would recite Bible verses for every picture. That was Sadie. I was so fortunate to go to her funeral. She was a beautiful lady. I'm going to tell you, not many people knew how beautiful she was. But in the eyes of God, she was a diamond. She loved Jesus. And she loved people. Oh, her name will not be written in books or the newspaper. But you know what? Neither will ours. As long as our name is written in the book of life, that's all that matters. That we have been conquerors through Jesus Christ. More than conquerors through Jesus Christ. For I am sure that life, not death, angels, not principalities, the present or the future or any other creature, they're all creatures, you see, can separate us from the love of God that comes to us through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Only us, only you can separate yourself from the love of God. You know, God has a will for your life. The devil's only strategy is to get you to do his will or your will instead of doing God's will. But God wants you to be steady and strong, sturdy to finish the race with him. If we do what God is calling us to do every day, regardless of how we feel, regardless of our emotions, but we are strong children of God, then we will always have the victory. Even when we veer off the path and we get tempted and we do not do God's will, God says, "Just keep moving forward, my child, and I will readjust you." If you look at a river, the only rivers that get muddy are rivers with stagnant water. And the enemy wants to get you stuck. But God is a God of progress. God is a God of motion. You know, if there is not motion, there is death. It's a principle of the earth. If the world stopped spinning, everything would die. Where there is motion, there is life. God wants you there to be constant motion in your life. God wants you to be moving forward moving with him in the kingdom of God. The reason we sing about the river of God is because when you get in a river, you do not need a compass. You do not need to know where you're going. You just need to hop in, and the river takes you to your final destination. When you get in with God and you get in the flow with God, all you got to do is hop in with God. Ask Jesus to direct your life, and he will take you to your final destination. Your final destination is heaven. But upon this earth, your final destination is a place in the spirit where you are walking in victory with Christ, where you have died to yourself so you can live for God, where you are emptied yourself so you can be filled with God. You see, with Jesus, it's all about emptying ourselves, and emptying ourselves hurts. Dying to ourselves is not easy, but it's only death. Through death that you can achieve life. It is only through emptying yourself that you become full. And when you are full with the love and the power of God, you begin to walk in the dominion, the authority, in the victory of Christ. In the victory of Christ. For Jesus came to give you life and life abundantly, and Jesus came to give you victory.
Yes, victory through the cross of Jesus. There would be no victory without the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But we know he died once and for all, for you and for me, that he gave his life for you and for me. Oh, yes. What are you worth? Peter says, not some price that is diminishable of silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's what you're worth. You should have a price tag on you that says, precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's what you're worth. Nothing less. And that's exactly what he wants you to experience, that he has delivered you from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his beloved Son. And it's time now for us not to look at the darkness that you're being tempted with, but to know that the beloved has ransomed you with his precious blood and has victory for you and has a plan for your life. I see someone whose life is at a dead-end street. Once Catherine Kuhlman literally was on a dead-end street, and her life was on a dead-end street. It was there that she said to God, I surrender everything to you. It was there that her miracle experiences began to work. In that place, dead-end street, in her life and in reality. Are you at a dead-end street today? I tell you, Jesus is with you. His name is Emmanuel. God is with us. No matter where we are you in sin today? Let me tell you, Jesus has not abandoned you. Get to confession. Do what you need to do. Jesus has not abandoned you. But you see, many people think that the Christian life is a 100-yard dash. No, no. It's a triathlon. One thing right after the other in the name of Jesus. One thing right after the other in the name of Jesus. That you will be supported by the everlasting arms. You will be supported by the love of God, no matter what you're going through. He knows. He went through that for you, and he has plans for you. You see, if you were always on the mountain, how could you help those people that are in the valley? How could you help them? You would say, I don't understand. When people come to me and share their troubles, I just look with my eyes and I understand. I understand. Why? Because I'm a creature. I'm a Christian that went through the same or am going through the same. But you know what? The scripture says, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who has loved us. For I am certain that neither death nor life, angels nor principalities, the present or the future, or whatever comes, is able to separate me, Paul said, from the love of God that comes through Jesus Christ. You are not being separated. You are not being separated. What I think is the Lord sees your garden, and he is weeding your garden. He is weeding your garden. He is taking out of your life things that you want to hold on to. But you know, he says, I don't want you to hold on to them any longer. I give you the experience of the person on a trapeze. They go from one trapeze to the other. But they really need to trust before the other trapeze comes. Maybe you're in the middle right now. And what's God calling you to do? To trust him. God bless you. To trust him. The other trapeze is on its way. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Rely not on your own understanding. Rely not on your own understanding.
Faith makes one know God, but trust makes us find God. Without trust, our faith is sterile. You know, there's so many riches in faith of Jesus, but without trust, we remain poor. But God wants you to make you rich in the things of the Spirit, make you rich in joy, make you rich in peace, make you rich in his power and authority. But it is only through trust. If we don't trust in God, we trust in ourselves. And when we trust in ourselves, we have fear, anxiety. But when we trust in God, we have the perfect peace that passes all understanding. So we know we're trusting in God in an area if we have perfect peace. When we rely on truth, not our circumstance. The word of God says he will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Now, if my needs are not being met, I have the temptation to say the word of God isn't true. No. God is allowing this so that we can go into a deeper level of trust. And when we surrender to God, he does everything for us. You see, from the day we are born till the day God takes us home, this whole life is it's an execution on surrender and trust. We need to surrender to God every single day. And Jesus wants to take everything for you. As you surrender one thing for it to him, tomorrow he's coming for the next. And tomorrow he's coming for the next. Because to be attached to the things of heaven, you need to let go of the things of earth. Jesus wants to detach you and have a holy detachment from everything. We love our children, but we're not consumed by them. We love people, but we're not consumed by them. The only thing we're consumed by is the love of God, the love of heaven, Jesus Christ. But when we have that holy detachment, it allows us to walk in this earth free of the things of earth, pulling us back. God wants you to be untethered and to be floating in the heavenly realm. Yesterday at the prayer meeting, we preached from Ephesians. God said, go to Ephesians. And the biggest thing he wanted to relay is that when Paul wrote the book of Ephesians, the whole book of Ephesians is written in the present tense. It is written in the present tense. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus. So say every. Jesus, every.
Every.
It says you are already blessed with every spiritual blessing. Every spiritual blessing is already inside of you in the heavenly realm. Healing is a spiritual blessing. Abundant life, joy, peace. And so you are not an orphan. We don't need to stand in this place of God begging him, because the Bible says it is already inside of you. So what is it about? It's about activating these blessings within your life. It's about dying to yourself so these blessings can come to fruition. It's to give Jesus fruitful soil. If you can be grateful, you can be joyful. If we live in a soil of gratefulness, thanksgiving, peace, joy, then that soil will begin to produce the fruits of the Spirit in your life. You want to be humble, because humility attracts God. It attracts people. There is nothing in this world that overcomes humility. What is humility? Humility is not thinking less about yourself. It is about thinking about yourself less. Not thinking less about yourself. It's just about thinking about yourself less. Because as we think and we're enraptured about the thoughts of God, then we get God results in our life.
I remember Sister Seraphim when I went to visit her. She is a Poor Clare nun. Now she's in Florida. But I remember I had been going through difficulty, and I remember her blessing herself like I never saw anyone blessing themselves. She knew what she was doing. Her heart was in blessing herself. I knew that she would be able to understand what I was going through, because she was with Jesus. I remember once going to another Poor Clare monastery, and I remember I had done something terrible. And the sister said, "It's okay. It's okay. You're loved. You've been forgiven. I want to tell you today, you're loved. You have been forgiven. You're under the blood of Jesus. You are His, and He is yours. He will never leave you nor forsake you, even when you forsake Him, because He cannot forsake Himself." God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.